Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the Friends of Kevin Radio Show. The Friends of Kevin Radio Show helps promote businesses, nonprofits, and artists. If you would like to be a guest on the show, please send me an email to kevin@friendsofkevin.com. If you'd like to learn more about the Friends of Kevin Networking Group and to see a list of our upcoming events, check out our website at friendsofkevin.com. So really excited to have my friend Helene with us from HD Merrimack tonight. Hello, Helene. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Kevin. Thanks for doing this.
So let's just jump in. Talk to me about HD Merrimack. What do you do?
Well, we do several things. We originally started out doing memorial bookmarks. We also developed a line of reusable charts to organize routine tasks, and also emergency medical kits, helping patients be ready for a medical emergency to help the EMTs treat them more accurately. We do all three things, but we are focusing on the commemorative bookmarks these days. Keeps us busy and out of trouble.
So talk to me a little bit more about the commemorative bookmarks in case someone doesn't know what those are. Explain to me exactly what those are.
Okay, the commemorative bookmarks are they're personalized, customized bookmarks that someone can create for any of life's events, for weddings, births, graduations. Popular are the memorial bookmarks. It helps people with honoring someone who has passed that they love. And they get to create this bookmark from a selection of borders, symbols, and poems that we have for them. And we have everything from plain borders to floral borders. We have patriotic. Our symbols go from religious to patriotic to hobbies, sports, things like that. And the poems are all poems that help remember the difference that their loved one had made in their lives.
I am a huge fan of the bookmarks. We had them made in Portugal when my mom passed. And, you know, it was many years ago, and I still have it on my bureau. I'm a big fan of them. I think it's a great way to remember your loved ones. And, you know, I see a lot of my friends have them. You know, you'll be at their house, and you see, you know, the bookmark being displayed and stuff. Like I said, huge fan. How did you come up with the idea to do them?
Well, it started when I first moved to Massachusetts. A friend of mine's father had passed away, and they were showing me this bookmark that they were ordering, and it was from a company that had actually started the idea back in 1956 out of Tennessee, but they only had one border. They cut out the original newspaper article. Sometimes the border fit, sometimes it didn't. It was a great idea, but I felt it was very limited. And from the comments my friend was making while she was trying to choose a poem, I said, you know, there's got to be a better way. And with computers, we can do so much more. And now we can do even more because computers have gotten so much better and software has gotten so much better since this original idea.
Now, how does someone go about making a memorial bookmark then?
They can go to memorialbookmarks.com. or commemorativebookmarks.com and click on memorials. And it literally, the order form will walk you through it. It'll display all the border selections, and you pick out a border. It displays all the symbol selections, and they can pick out a symbol. And then they go to the poem section, and they read all the poems, and they find one that speaks to them. And they fill out the form, and that when they fill that out, it gets emailed to us. They can pay online securely, or they can send us a check. We even have a system through PayPal if they want to do that. But it's as easy as going to the website, or they can call HD Merrimack, and the phone number is 978-681-9969, and we can send them a brochure so they can sit down at their leisure and go through everything and send us the order form that way.
So what do you think makes your memorial box different than maybe some of the others out there?
Well, there's a couple of things that make them different. Our selection is a lot different. In some ways, it's a little old-fashioned, but it really speaks to the heart. They're healing tools. They're not just bookmarks. One, it's healing when someone starts building, creating their own bookmark through the remembering of the person and what, you know, how they remember them. So it's a healing tool in the process of creating. It's also a healing tool and brings solace throughout their healing time because we are also energy practitioners. So people that are know what Reiki is, we do a Reiki-like energy that goes into all the bookmarks. So there's that spiritual healing besides the emotional healing that goes with our bookmarks. And I don't know anyone else out there that does that.
Yeah, that's kind of amazing. So talk to me about some of the feedback that you've gotten on the bookmarks.
We've gotten a lot of really great feedback. A lot of it's about our customer service and working with people to get the right bookmark. But one feedback I got really has stood out remarkably. I had a woman who has ordered from me several times, and when she contacted me with a third order in the period of 5 years, she says, you know, I have to thank you. She says, my little girl would not know her grandfather if it weren't for your bookmark. And I asked her what she meant, and she says, well, I read to my child every night before we go to bed, and I've done that since she's been a year and a half old. And she's now 3 years old. She says, and every
super
night
cool.
I'll read to her, and I use the bookmark. And every night she goes and she says, night, pop, pop, and kisses the bookmark goodnight. She says,
wow,
and she feels a connection.
Well, like you said, because there's many people that actually, you know, put them in their books and use them as the bookmark. So it's a great way just to, you know, to have that, you know, daily remembrance of a loved one. So that's kind of really cool. Now, where can people go to buy the memorial bookmarks then? How do they order them? Now, if someone has a question, like maybe they're not sure about how to design it, they can reach out to you and you can kind of walk them through it?
Right. On the website, there are our phone number and our emails. They can do cbookmarks@hdmerrimack.com, and we will be more than glad to get online and work with them and help them create the bookmark that they want, because we want them to have this long term. It's honoring someone that's special to them, and we want that to continue. We don't want somebody to just throw it in their wallet and forget about it. We want them to, you know, have it be a part of their life.
It is amazing, like you said, when I've seen friends that have them and that they really do use them every day, you know, whether it's in their Bible and, you know, they keep it in books that they read. So I just love the tribute. So it's a really great idea. And obviously, you know, if anyone has any questions, they should reach out to you. Great. I really appreciate you taking the time out of the day to come on the show. And as always, thanks for being my friend. Have a great night.
Thanks so much, Kevin. Take care.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.